So, William, this is why I wanted to bring you back periodically to talk to us. When we put Restore out the first time, you were about to go into the hospital to have a heart valve replacement and also to have a pacemaker put in. If you would, acquaint people with what your health situation was leading up to that, and then help us understand what the expectation for your recovery was from both of those operations versus what it turned out to be, given that you were on Restore. Would you do that for us, please?
Well, I've been on Restore for about 2 weeks prior to my operation, and then they told me it was going to take me at least 30 days before I felt good, and I was in cardiac rehab in 10 days.
Well, 30 days down to 10 days. Okay, go right ahead.
And so I didn't have any energy before. I wasn't sleeping good. I've got kidney problems too. I've been on dialysis for about a year and a half now. And I just, you know, health-wise, not doing all that great. But now I feel good. I feel a lot better than I did, you know, 6 months ago. And the doctors were amazed that I was able to get into cardiac rehab as soon as I did, because they said I couldn't probably get in until 30, 45 days down the road. But I felt good enough that I went ahead and enrolled in cardiac rehab and finally got out of there in the first part of January. And then I started going to the gym. And so then because of this new epidemic, they closed the gym down, so I haven't been able to do that, but I still exercise at the house.
All right. One of the things that affects everybody doing repair is getting stem cells where they need to be to start repairing that damage. Now, a little known fact by a lot of folks is that what sends that signal to attract stem cells to the area that needs to be repaired is, once again, your mitochondria. Healthy mitochondria send that signal. And one of the things that impedes that signal, you can imagine, is inflammation. So if we can take that down, if we can have a healthy mitochondrial environment just sitting there waiting, when you have an injury, when you have an operation or something like that that's obviously very traumatic to your tissue, they're ready to spring into action. They're ready to go to work. They're ready to start defending you in a way that's just not possible if you don't have a healthy mitochondrial population. So, Bill, you got some other benefits in this too. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll tell you that I was diagnosed with severe arthritis in my back, and they said my back was deteriorating, and they said it was so bad they couldn't operate. It'd be too dangerous to operate. So I was taking Norco, which is a drug that's very controlled, and I was taking it twice a day. I did that for almost 2 months before I started taking. But I didn't even relate it to my Restore because it was just a problem I was having. But then since January, I haven't been taking that much Norco at all. Just once in a while do I take one. Because I don't have the pain I was having, you know, a year ago at all. And I didn't even know, but I didn't even think about it. But it is the Restore that's helping me there, because like I said, I haven't gotten my Norco refilled this year at all.
So once your body starts to fix itself, you need less interventions. And so that's the whole downstream effect of this. Upstream is where your mitochondria is preparing your environment and your cells, let me call it that, to be able to function normally. So that way, when any kind of trauma, any kind of pathogen, any kind of whatever comes along, you're just in a much, much better position to address that. So, Bill, how about getting up at night in the middle of the night? How'd that work out for you?
All right. I used to get up, you know, 3-4 times a night to urinate. And now there's some nights I don't get up at all. And most nights are just one time a night, period.
All right. So something we've noticed, I was talking to Gregory P. Brown out in California recently, is the longer people stay on this product with this technology, all the way back to our earlier versions before we came out with the second generation products, it just seemed that the longer you stayed on it, the more things got fixed. So, Bill, you're noticing that, and you're continuing that pattern that we've observed in other people before.
Yeah, because I get my kidneys. I do labs on my kidneys every month, and my labs come back every month just a little bit better than they were the month before.
So what we're seeing is the healthier you get, the healthier you can get. So that's pretty nice. So
yeah,
I'm
pleased with the product, and I don't intend on getting off it anytime soon.
All right. Neither am I.